Welcome to this body awareness exercise. This exercise will take place in your lab. Your lab refers in this context to the physical space in which you do most of your research. So this can be a scientific laboratory, but also the street or your room, your kitchen, or a common room, workspace, or classroom at your campus. Use the space in which you do your observations, interviews, reading, writing, thinking, and so on. To continue with this exercise, you should be positioned in this lab with a notebook and pen nearby. So if you're not ready yet, hit pause, prepare yourself, and continue listening when you're ready. Find a comfortable spot to stand, somewhere near the center of your lab. Close your eyes for a moment. If this feels uncomfortable, you can also vaguely gaze to the floor in front of you, not focusing on something specific. Maybe you can close your eyes later. Try to keep your head upright though, balancing your head on top of your shoulders. See if you can drop and relax your shoulders a little bit. And bend your knees slightly. You can bounce your body a couple of times by bending your knees and dropping the weight of your pelvis down. And relax your lower back. And then feel the way you're balancing the weight of your body on top of your feet. You can shift your weight on your feet from side to side, front to back, swaying your body as though it is moving in the wind. And while you do this, notice your breath. Did something change in the way you're breathing now that you brought your awareness to the way you're breathing? Feel how the air goes into your body and floats out again. Notice what else you feel in your body. Any inner sensations. Maybe you notice your heartbeat or your digestion. Maybe you notice aches or pains or stiffness in your body, tingling or itching. And maybe your mouth is dry or tastes in a specific way. And maybe you notice other feelings that may go together with physical sensations like awkwardness, nervousness, annoyance, apprehension, impatience. How do these feelings feel? How do you feel these feelings? Now, as you stand here with your eyes closed or almost closed, imagine the space you're in, your lab. Are there walls? If yes, imagine how far these walls are away from you. Imagine the wall in front of you. Imagine the wall on your left and the distance between your body and the wall on your left. And also on your right. And also behind you. And if there are no walls, what are other boundaries that define the space, that define where your lab begins and where it ends? Can you sense what else is there behind you, next to you? Try to open up all sides of your body, so being receptive with the skin on the back side of your body and the sides of your body, even places like the back of your ears and the back of your knees. Try to be receptive with these body parts. Noticing, trying to feel and imagine what objects there are behind you, next to you, in front of you, without seeing them necessarily. And while doing this, imagine large objects such as furniture, imagine how wide or high this particular piece of furniture is and how much space this piece, this object takes in. And also imagine other objects, smaller objects. How are these objects arranged or not arranged? And which part of the lab houses or contains a lot of objects, and which part is quite empty? Are there other bodies in your lab? Maybe people or animals? Imagine where they are. Imagine the way they move, fast or slow, big or small, with direct movements or indirect movements. How much space do they occupy with their bodies? And still, with your eyes closed or almost closed, imagine the light in your lab and the colors in your lab. And as you imagine the space you're in, can you still feel your body? Can you still pay attention to these inner sensations that you noticed earlier? Now slowly open your eyes, but as you do so, try to keep the same attentiveness, the same awareness of your body. So try to open up in order to perceive your surroundings, but also keep on attending to your body and inner sensations. Take a moment to adjust to the light. And then slowly broaden your view. For now, don't capture anything specific with your gaze, but try to open up your gaze 180 degrees. Practicing your peripheral view. Now allow one object in your lab to catch your attention and walk into the direction of this object. So any object that captures your attention first, walk into the direction of that particular object and explore this part of your lab. You can touch the object or look at it closely. Maybe you even smell it or taste it. Now change to something else. So let your attention be caught by a new object in the lab. Move there and explore it. Use different kind of senses to explore this object. And then switch to the next object. And the next object in a different part of the space. And another object. And another object. Now take 2 minutes to document what you came to know in or about your lab so far. You can keep this audio file running. After 2 minutes of silence, I will get back to you with new instructions. So take your notebook and pen and write down or draw, document in any way what you've learned about your lab and the way you relate your body to this lab, the way you perceive your body in this lab, for 2 minutes. Starting now. Now go back to exploring your lab. Move around. Let specific things draw your attention. Move towards them and explore them as you did just before you started documenting. This time, however, particularly focus on textures. What different textures can you find in your lab? Look, for instance, for very smooth surfaces. And then focus on textures that are rough. And focus on things that are soft, maybe even fluffy or something you can squeeze. And then find objects that are hard, maybe even sharp. And go on exploring The temperature of particular masses or surfaces. So what parts of your lab feel warm and which surfaces feel cold? Now let your attention be drawn by light. What are sources of light in your lab? What is the quality of that light? What kind of effect does this light have on you or your body, or the way you feel? Also focus on shadows. And then also focus on colors. How are colors distributed in your lab? Which colors tend to draw your attention? Now look at one particular colored object. So find an object in a specific color. And then close your eyes right away. Now point with your eyes closed to another object in your lab that has the same color. So for instance, if you're looking at an orange teacup, imagine another orange object in your lab and point into that direction. Now open your eyes and look into the direction you pointed at, and then explore all the objects in this space with this particular color. Do this one more time with another color. So again, find an object in a different color now. Close your eyes and point into the direction of another object with the same color. And this time, while you do this, notice, can you still feel or attend to your body while you are exploring your lab in these ways? So find an object with a different color this time. Close your eyes, point to the part of the space in which another object with this color can be found. And then open your eyes, look into the direction you pointed at. And now explore all the parts of your lab with this particular color. Now bring your attention to sound. Which things in your lab produce sounds? What are the rhythms and volumes and frequencies of these sounds? What kind of noise does your lab inhabit? Orchestrated by all these different sound-making objects. Now go back to documenting for 2 minutes. So again, note down in any way what you've learned about your lab and your body. so far in this exercise. I will come back to you in 2 minutes. Continue exploring your lab. Focus on the different shapes in this space now. Notice all the things in your lab that have a round shape. And then notice all the things that have angular shapes. And then notice all the things that have a shape that is a mixture of the two, partly round, partly angular. And then start creating different shapes as well by putting objects next to each other, on top of each other, or combining them in other ways. So start creating new shapes in your lab with the objects in your lab. Now become aware of the way in which your body also creates a shape in space. As you move around, play around with this shape. So change your shape by moving different body parts. While you do this, notice what shapes you are used to taking and what shapes feel strange to you. What shapes can you take that do not even feel like your own body anymore? Maybe some shapes do not even feel human. And now start creating shapes together with objects you feel in your lap. As you are close to or hold an object, imagine you become one shape together with this object. Keep on exploring this with different objects for a while, and while you do this, try to imagine that it is not only you who makes a particular kind of shape together with the object, but it is also the object that decides what shapes you're making. So it's not just you enacting the object, but it's also the object acting on you. So let the object guide you into making a specific shape. Notice what kind of spatial relationships you can make with different objects in the lab. So explore how you can relate to objects in different ways by getting nearer or further away. But you can also relate to objects differently by changing your height or position in space or in relation to this object. For instance, how do you relate to a table by sitting on top of it or lying underneath? So start relating to objects in your lab differently than you're used to. While you do this, notice what associations you have when relating to objects in a certain way. When do spatial relationships between you and another body or another object start to mean something? When do relationships start to tell a story? And again, take your notebook and pen and document what you've learned for 2 minutes. Now that you explored the space around you, including all these different objects, try to move around freely in your lab and focus on your body again. Relax your shoulders. Try to balance your head on top of your spine. Relax your lower back and feel how you shift your weight from one foot to the other as you're walking through space. As you're moving around in space, bring your awareness to the floor pattern you make on the ground. So become aware of the floor pattern you're creating with your feet. To make this more vivid, you can imagine that the bottoms of your feet are painted in a color of your liking. As you move through space, the picture that evolves on the floor is the floor pattern that emerges over time. How does the physical environment and spatial relationships change your floor patterns? Now take 1 minute to document your floor pattern. So I'll come back to you in 1 minute. Now begin to explore direct and indirect movements. An example of a direct movement would be the following. You intentionally walk to a bookshelf in order to pick up a specific book. You know exactly where to find this book. You know how heavy the book is when you lift it up. And then you place the book in your backpack to take it home later. In this situation, your body knows exactly how to move because you have clear intentions. An example of an indirect movement would be if you would, for instance, find an unrecognizable Tupperware box on a table. Someone else, maybe your lab mate, left it there. Or maybe you did so yourself some weeks ago. In any case, you have no idea what is in there. You carefully pick it up. Not knowing whether it contains fluids or solids, something very light or heavy. You feel its weight, maybe shake it carefully. You still have no idea what is in there and how long it has been in there. You carefully open the lid, prepared for anything. So in this case, you would be using a lot of indirect movements. They're more hesitant, they're more careful, they're less intentional. So explore your lab, trying out different direct and indirect movements and noticing what kind of movements your lab and its objects invite. Now, while you keep on moving around in your lab, work on becoming aware of how you use time. For instance, your movement can be slow or sustained, like when you picked up that strange Tupperware box. Or movement can be fast, sudden, and short. For instance, if you would spill coffee on the floor and you would hastily grab a cloth to clean that mess up as quickly as possible. But besides movements being slow and sustained or quick and sudden, you can also move in different rhythms. So wiping the lab floor creates a certain kind of rhythm. Stirring a spoon in a teacup creates another kind of rhythm. So explore what objects invite slow or sustained movements, which invite quick and short movements, and what kind of rhythms are invited by your lab. Next, focus on the way you use weight. Weight has to do with the way you use gravity. You can indulge in gravity or resist it. If you would jump into the air and land lightly, like a ballet dancer, on your toes, you're resisting gravity. If you land heavily on your feet, you indulge in gravity, similar to the movements of a sumo fighter. How does this come into play in your lab space? What are ways to use gravity here? How do different objects invite indulging in or resisting gravity? And also notice how using weight influences the way you use time and space. If you carry something heavy, a full garbage bag, for instance, or a heavy instrument or book, you will most probably move slower, so it affects the way you use time, and the weight will pull you down in space. If you reach up towards the highest shelf, you will probably make yourself lighter, resisting gravity. So notice this. Move around in space, use different objects, and notice the way that weight and time and space influence each other. Another way of becoming aware of your movements is to attend to flow. Here we distinguish free flow and bound flow. Free flow is uninterrupted and continuous movement, like the water running when you open up your tap. But your own movements can also flow freely. Even your thinking or your writing or drawing can flow. What are activities you do in the lab that depend on free flow, movement that is continuous and uninterrupted? Movement that is entirely unimpeded and difficult to suddenly stop. When moving with free flow, you don't anticipate any problems or difficulties. You don't expect errors or the need to adjust or change your mind. You're moving wholeheartedly, fluently, and confidently. Bound flow is the opposite. This is tentative movement. However, this can also be confident when you are performing a task that requires care, but you still know what you're doing. In what ways would you use bound flow in the lab? So try out different activities for a while, experimenting with free flow and bound flow. Now explore the way you move in terms of gathering and scattering your body in space. This has to do with making your body, your presence, big or small. So for instance, if you want to be seen by someone, you may scatter your body in space, taking in as much space as you possibly can. And in contrast, if you want to make yourself invisible, you gather your body in space, making it small. Or making its presence small. What situations and places do you encounter in your lab that make you scatter or gather your body in space? Continue to play around with this idea of expanding and retreating in space, this way of making yourself larger or smaller in space, this changing of your body boundaries. As you play around with moving in and being present in space, where does your body begin and where does it end? Is this always determined by your skin? Or can your presence expand beyond your physical body? And then for one last time, document for 2 minutes. So I'll come back to you in 2 minutes. You have reached the end of this exercise. I hope you enjoyed exploring your lab, your body and movements in your lab, and the way these exercises and your documentation practices make you attentive and sensitive to your body and its surroundings. For the next part of this assignment, you will be using your lab the way you would do on a regular research day. Notice how this audio exercise sensitized you to the way in which you usually use your body and the space in your laboratory. Meanwhile, continue making documentations. As a final part of this assignment, study your documentations and reflect on how the way you use your body relates to the way you do research and how this relates to your research field more widely. Bring your documentations to class, and we'll see each other soon.